The number of derelict buildings in Dublin City has increased by almost 80% in the last 4 years. Dublin City Council's Derelict Sites Register, which tracks properties in the capital that have fallen into a dilapidated state, show a jump from 74 at the end of January 2021 to 131 in July of this year. However, from next year, a new legal instrument is to come into effect that could greatly enhance the power of local authorities to combat the issue. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to people in Dublin's inner city to find out how dereliction is impacting the capital.
I vaguely remember it now, I'd be honest. I couldn't tell you much about it, I'd be very honest with you, you know.
Neary's Bar and Hotel on Parnell Street in Dublin has been in a state of disuse and dereliction for so long that many locals only barely remember when it was a functioning business.
I'm in my 70s, you know, and I'm from the inner city, you know. Well, I would remember it now more the way it is at the moment than when it was a working place, you know.
Dublin City Council has now acquired the property but has yet to decide what to do with it. However, these people on Parnell Street are pretty much united in terms of what they think is needed in the area.
Well, the places need to be refurbished and done up so that people can use them, ideally for homes, because that's what we need mostly. So council homes or selling them on privately, if they can do that. Yeah, we need more homes, we know that.
I see no reason as to why you can't either have it set up as housing or as some sort of a homeless shelter or something or another, because that's obviously another massive problem. It's not even the housing crisis, just the amount of homelessness as well.
Flats for someone to live in, more so than a hotel or anything like that. There's enough of them around the country, you know.
The City Council says there are currently 131 properties on its derelict sites register, and it currently has no plans to acquire any more.
You'll find there's a huge inconsistency across the country in terms of how the local authorities tackle dereliction, how they define it as well.
However, co-founder of the Derelict Ireland movement, Dr. Frank O'Connor, says that number doesn't reflect the reality of dereliction in the capital.
From our work across the country, we usually find that the numbers reported are a lot less than the actual numbers. So in Dublin, likewise, we have gone through some of the data over time and we have documented some of it. And yeah, the numbers would be far higher. And that causes a lot of problems, obviously, because it's got huge impacts, dereliction. You know, so we see so much dereliction in Dublin. Dublin impacts, obviously, the community, people living next to it. But it also, there's so much potential. So I think culturally, there hasn't been the cultural will or the political will to tackle this for the last number of decades. But I think things have changed in the last few years. And the people, if you chat to people in the streets, people want things to change.
And change may now be possible through a new statutory instrument called a special purpose vehicle. Dublin City Councillor Janet Horner explains how it can be employed to combat dereliction in Dublin.
The special purpose vehicle is proposed as part of the Taoiseach's task force recommendations, but it's really come from Dublin City Council as an idea, which is basically the City Council having a development company wholly owned by the City Council. And because it's a development company in itself, it's allowed to do things a little bit differently than what the powers of the City Council would be able to do. So to be able to acquire properties outside of the CPO process, and it allows for a little bit more opportunities financially for the City Council to take risks, I guess, in relation to derelict properties as well, in order to turn them around and regenerate parts of the city that are struggling. So if you look around the wider O'Connell Street area, along Abbey Street, along Parnell Street, Marlborough Street, there are significant derelict and vacant sites there. And that is a prime place where the City Council needs to be intervening to actually acquire those properties.
Almost 9.9 million euro in fines or levies for dereliction are outstanding in 2025. Does Dublin City Council need to be better at chasing down those fines and ensuring they're paid?
100% it does. It isn't easy to chase these things and pursue them through the courts a lot of the time, but it is really necessary. Like, you know, we have to be using that power to the maximum. The city needs to be alive, and derelict sites are antisocial to the city as a whole.
And that's a sentiment shared back on Parnell Street by Nancy, who owns a shop next door to Neary's old site.
Hi ladies, how are you?
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Okay.
Better to have some shop.
So if there's a business in there, that'll positively impact your business?
If there is something, anything, but not for empty, not for vacant.
Why? What issues happen when it's vacant?
I don't see any issues, but I like it. When you are in business, you like to have some place that has a different shop, so people like to engage in this area.
That was Nancy, ending that report by Joe Caulfield.